Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a blog about being moist. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804, of course, only while we're alive. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our awesome internet affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe Curry will be here shortly. On tonight's show, the words that people find the most disgusting. I'll also tell you about how I, yes me, recently just got scammed and what you need to know to protect yourself. And we'll check in with Ann Jackson, see how she's doing this week. Last week, she told us how badly the scam had affected her life. It was actually pretty sad. We're sorry you missed that, Pip. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to have you back in studio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just didn't make it up to here today because I wasn't feeling very well.
Well, you knew that was not an option.
No, I knew. So I hoisted my ass up out of the couch. And
it's
I
quite a lot of hoisting.
There was a lot.
All hands on deck?
There was construction equipment available, so I got up here.
I heard, actually, Trump built your ass, and it is actually now there's a Trump tattoo on your rear end.
It's a brick house.
So what was wrong with you? Because I called you yesterday, and you were, like, not doing well.
Yeah, I actually had a scare. I was.
That's all right. Usually when you walk in, we have one. So.
Yes. Well, this was a different kind. The night before, I wasn't feeling good, and I was having these weird kind of pains, like in my my left side, but kind of like right under my breast.
Had you done any cardiovascular activity?
I'm trying to think what I did that day. Not really.
Did you eat anything that you don't normally eat? Anything gassy or spicy?
No.
So it was just a normal laying around the house type of day?
No, I had gone out of Pennsylvania, and I had driven home. And so I think that it was just, I drove home, and I stopped at the store, and I was just home for a little while, and then in the evening, I got these weird pains, and I was...
You know, you are woefully out of shape when driving kicks your butt. It's like, whoa, these long drives, I got to work up to this. Maybe I got to take some short drives around the block slowly before...
Yeah, just to, like, get in the scheme of things.
You are no longer in good enough shape to drive.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I had like a long week. I went away for a work conference and then drove straight back from that and went to Mr. Helix's gig. And that we were up late. And then the next day I drove out to Pennsylvania and then stayed over and then drove back. And then that night I had these pains.
You're not 45 anymore. You can't party like that.
I'm not 45 anymore. I know, and I kind of lost my voice a little
bit,
too.
It's kind of sexy. It's raspy.
Thank you.
Put that away.
I was nervous because it's like, okay, well, here's pains in my chest, basically. And but I didn't have any other symptoms of, like, heart problems or whatever. So it stopped. I went to bed. I figured, okay, whatever it was.
It'll pass.
Or it stopped.
Will.
Yes. So, unbeknownst to me, my husband woke up a couple times that night to make sure I was still breathing.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yes.
He wanted to see if the poison had really taken effect.
I knew it.
Damn it, she's still awake. What the hell?
But then the next morning, it started again and it was worse. So, I my father had terrible cardiac issues. I've been checked out and I've been told that everything's ship-shape, but... When you get chest
pains. What's
that
mean? Like, if you were a ship, you'd be in great shape?
Yes, if only I was a ship. Damn it, I wish
I was
a ship.
Like, if you were the Titanic, looking good, lady. Looking good.
I don't have any barnacles on me.
Not that we could say.
No, I hide them underneath clothing.
Your hull is not cracked?
Not that I know of. Nah. So I was getting nervous and... And my husband was getting nervous, too, when he said, do you want to go to the hospital?
Well, you have the benefit, so yeah, of course, this is very important to Mr. Helix.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, you know,
you provide...
I gotta keep you alive,
yeah,
baby.
You provide the health insurance. Let's not get crazy, baby. What do we gotta do to get you through this situation?
Yeah, he's no dope.
No, he's a smart man.
Yeah, so he brought me to the ER, and they did all kinds of lovely tests.
You look stuck.
Yeah, I was. They took blood and they gave me an EKG. They were done with the EKG so fast, but it's they check everything. Make sure your heart's okay. Make sure you don't have any clots.
Well, that's what they do at a hospital.
Yeah, I know. But
when
it was
somebody comes in
fast.
With chest pains,
yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they were like, okay, we're not playing.
Damn you, Obama.
Yeah, they actually took care of me. Sorry, but
I'm pleased.
Yeah, so they were like, no, it probably has more to do with your acid reflux. Than any heart issue, because we don't see any heart
issues.
That's
what I said. You probably ate something.
Yeah, well, you know what? But I have heartburn problems even if I don't eat.
I can no longer eat food fast.
Not fast food. Food fast.
No, I can still eat fast food, although I generally do not. But I can no longer, like especially protein.
Mm.
Like, I cannot eat turkey fast or steak fast.
Turkey?
Yeah, turkey's very hard to digest.
Oh,
it's
I didn't realize
that. It's very gassy.
That.
That's why if you're breastfeeding, you shouldn't eat turkey.
Oh,
very,
well,
it's very gassy
food. I'm not on purpose.
Well, exactly. But no, but like, I get stuck. That's how I know I'm getting old. I mean, I'm not going to get gross, but sometimes
we'll
it goes in.
Later.
Sometimes it goes in, but it comes out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's, I can't eat like the animal I used to be able to. I got to pace myself as
like
I gorge.
Pack it in.
I can't do it anymore.
You know, I've never been a fast eater. I've always eaten very slowly. I'm always the last person eating at the table.
Oh, I don't got time for that. The wife gets very pissed off because, like, I'm done eating and I'm off doing something else because my daughter takes forever.
Oh,
I don't got time for this.
Oh, so you would like excuse yourself from the table without being dismissed?
I cooked it.
So you're allowed to just get up and go?
I don't know if allowed is the word, but who's gonna stop? I mean, sometimes I get attitude, so I park my rear end down. But yeah, for the most part, they're still eating. I'm like, because it's just ridiculously long. I mean, it doesn't have to be a 45-minute process.
Well, I've seen kids, like, dawdle over food, and it's not that bad with me.
But she dawdles, unless it's cake. That gets inhaled.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to eat, you know, the vegetables or whatever the heck we cooked.
That gets aspirated,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, but I'm a quick eater,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, I'm like, fish, nom, 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 nom. I don't think I'm the cookie monster.
Wait, do that again?
Nom, 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 nom. cookie.
turkey.
Yeah, no, it's
hairball.
Bad. And then at, like, consideration, I need to, like, go far away in the house so as not to, you know, affect the other people.
Yeah, they're trying to enjoy their food.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And you're really not.
This is when I went to the football game a couple weeks ago. I went to the Jet game.
Right.
And I got a sandwich. And happy Yom Kippur, everyone.
They're not listening.
No, they're not. But, like, I got a sandwich, and I didn't think I was eating it too quickly.
Right.
But all of a sudden, I started to, like, feel really ill. So, but I didn't bring any napkins with me, and there's no place to go. And so now
no.
I'm having, like, inner struggle. Like, don't you do it. Be cool, man. Be cool. Like, talking to my body. Like, and I'm like, I'm starting to get the sweats and everything. And the
meat
tears.
Sweats.
In the, yeah. Well, no. I don't know if it's the meat sweats or the stress sweats that this is going to go down.
Yep.
And there's people there. And, you know, you don't want to get up. Because if you get up, you don't know if you're going to make it to where you want to go.
Wait a second. You just said this is going to go down. No, this is going to come up.
You're right. I mean, it's just like a whole thing. You know, people are looking. You go, what is wrong with that creep?
Yeah, why is he all red and sweaty?
Yeah, it's hot, but it's not that hot.
No.
Yeah, I mean that's just like an old age thing.
It is.
We can't enjoy the buffet the way we used to.
The buffet of life actually is closing down bit by bit for me.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the buffet of life's defense, at best you were a golden corral, so you're not missing much.
I just saw something on television. That I've never eaten at a Golden Corral.
Oh, then you haven't lived here.
No, I guess I haven't.
Again, happy Yom Kippur. Enjoy your fast.
Sucks to be you. Mm. Actually, I've never eaten there, but I've paid more attention to the ads on TV.
Because they're advertising in our market now. They never used to do that.
Yeah, I'd never seen it before. I didn't know it existed. But I pay more attention because I know that it's
Joe's
favorite.
They have a chocolate fountain. That's all you need to know.
But you know, that's not always good. They don't usually have good things to put in the chocolate fan. I mean, I'm going to just stick my hand in there and lick it off. I mean,
yeah, but they have marshmallows and cookies and all sorts of things.
Yeah? Oh, I have no
idea. You're not supposed to be splashing around like it's your weekly bath.
Darn. Maybe that's why I got kicked
out. I mean, I'm
out.
Not saying people don't do that there.
Oh, I don't want to be in that chocolate. People have been in that chocolate.
Listen, a buffet, there's always the suspension of belief that
yes.
this is all clean and good. I mean, you ignore yes. the guy who's got his hand down the back of his pants, scratching his rear end, and then just put his hand in the rolls. You ignore that. I mean, this is like, well, I'm sure it's fine.
I know. It's like the sneeze guard is not fooling anybody.
No,
there have been people in that food.
No, you pretend that the macaroni and cheese hasn't been there for 3 hours. It's a suspension of belief. You have to do that.
Listen, you have to do that before it even gets out to be served to you
yeah.
because people have been in the food in the back.
In it.
Literally, when I worked in a deli, I'm sorry, all you coleslaw lovers, but I'm going to tell you the truth about coleslaw.
Mm, tangy.
You'd wash your hands thoroughly, but then the coleslaw and the ingredients would go into this big vat.
Right.
And you stick your hand down, elbow deep, and stir it with your
arm. But you're supposed to wear like a plastic glove.
Yeah.
That was a nasty deli.
Complete.
Ew, what is wrong with that deli?
In there.
I've never seen such an egregious act.
I've had to do it.
Ugh.
And when I worked at a steak, one of these quick steak places where you order at the order person takes your order, and then you slide along and you get your salad, and then you slide along and get your steak.
What was it, Sizzler?
No, it was before Sizzler. I believe it was Rustler.
Oh, okay.
And
Rustler. Sounds appetizing.
When you had to get the salad for the salad bar, there was... And it was used only for this purpose, so don't get too skeeved. But there was a garbage bucket that had a garbage bag in it, but that was full of ripped lettuce. And when you got down to the bottom, somebody short like me, I'd had to bend my entire body to get down to the bottom
nice.
To scoop up. So I've been in your salad, man. I've been in my entire upper half
Why
of
does
my
this
torso.
Lettuce have a nipple hair in it? I don't understand.
And how do you specifically know it's a nipple
hair? I know.
You know?
Well, it's either that or another short and curly. I'm going nipple.
Lisa says she used to work in a donut shop and she has similar stories. Yeah, you know what? She also said that fingers are good for the chocolate fountain.
yum, use it as a scoop. You are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in 845-986-8804.
People have been in, Trucker Tom says, Rustler sounds like pants you buy at Kmart. The Rustler set, you know?
That's like a Wrangler.
Yeah, Wrangler.
Yeah.
Or they used to have the, what were the ones in Sears? They were the Husky ones, but they were, I don't know if it was Wrangler, but they had their own kind of jeans, too, that were just like, sounds like Rustler. Well, those are for the corduroys, because when your thighs are rubbing.
Oh, corduroys were terrible. Terrible.
I thought they were cool, but I really.
Did you?
Yes, I did, back in the day.
I mean, I had them. I had corduroy pants,
but
I wasn't doing my own shopping.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do have corduroy hats still.
What?
Gave them away. Gave them
away. Corduroy
hats? That's corduroy. I had a Jets hat and a Devil's hat with corduroy. And a Yankees hat, too.
Oh, God. No. Tough
oh, really?
Skins.
What?
Tough skins. Thank you, Tom. That's the name
well, we know
pants
who was a fatty growing up. Thanks, Tom.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about buying them. Yeah, I had to buy they used to, like, when you're a little kid, it wasn't just a number. It was a number X. Like, you know.
Number X?
Like I remember buying 6X Tough Skins pants for back to school.
We just stop with our regular number system. We're going to throw X.
We're going to throw X on, like, extra big, extra kid.
Yeah, I had the Huskies. But I had a lot of, I was not a big jeans kid growing up. I had a lot of sweatpants and the elastic pants because I wasn't good with snaps and zippers growing up. I guess something with my dexterity.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had to really work on that. I guess with physical therapy at the time, I just wasn't good at buttons and snaps and everything. Had a lot of the elastic pants. And as we know, the sweatpants. The athletic pant for the non-athletic person in your life.
I know. It's like, it's kind of ironic seeing, you know, really big people in workout gear. It's like, no.
No, it's just very comfortable. But it also tells the world one of two things. Either A, you're a rapper.
Right.
Or B, you've given up on life. I mean, that's the message that Sweatpants in Public is saying.
Kind of.
Those are the two things.
See, because we have an age difference, that's just enough time where... Nobody would wear sweats back in the day that I'm talking about.
Oh, I wore them. I wore them even in high school.
No.
This is how bad I was in high school. Like, I'm a big Jets fan, So I'd have like the green Jets sweatshirt,
right,
and the green Jets sweatpants, Jets down the leg. Ugh, wonder why you didn't get laid for a while, huh, Skippy? Terrible.
You're in your jammies at school.
It really was. I mean, they were in jammies, but essentially, yes. I mean, if I could go back in time now, I would punch me in the face. Figure out a snap, stupid.
Joe is so unhappy that he's not here for that comment.
Yeah, whatever.
Figure out a snap.
I mean, it was just real. It was just, and you know, I was fat the first couple of years of high school.
Oh yeah, me
and
too.
And I was all mullety, and it was just a mess.
A mess.
I mean, so this is why you need an older brother or sister to slap you around and go, no, you are not going out of the house like that.
Right. Oh no.
But you know, a parent, mom buys the stuff. Right. I'm happy to have big Jet fan. This will be cool. Ugh. terrible.
Tom is saying corduroy team hats for the hipster douche who loves to show team pride.
Yeah, but it wasn't hipster douche at the time. I mean, it was just a cool hat to have.
Right.
I mean, now I guess I don't know if it's hipster douche or not. I'm not the expert that Tom is.
Maybe maybe it wasn't that cool. Ever.
No, I don't know if it was cool. I never said it was cool,
you
but
really
it was just
them.
A style hat. They had the painter's hats.
Yes.
They had the mesh cap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the corduroy hat was more expensive.
It probably
it
was.
Well, I had some quality corduroy.
Lisa said that she went to a private school where they had to wear cords as part of the uniform. I can't imagine
that much
static electricity in the hallways.
I mean, those legs were chafed.
Yeah, well, there was a fire hazard every day.
But I guess if you were, like, thin, because thin people are usually cold.
Yes.
It's not an issue.
Yeah.
When you're a husky person, there's going to be a lot of moisture generated down there.
You know, it's not good.
No.
It's just not good.
No, I don't think I'll be wearing corduroy pants again. I think I have a corduroy shirt, like a thick corduroy shirt that's like actually for fall.
Yeah.
I think I have one of them.
But you know what? That's like fall is like when you can wear those big bulky shirts over a t-shirt.
Sure, I do that to hide my girth.
You're that girthy.
I'm extremely girthy. Extremely.
Well, now Lisa just said that yoga pants are the sweatpants of this millennium.
No,
I
disagree. I'll tell you what. Yoga pants. Now, what? We got to take the obese out of it,
right?
Because the obese, the only thing they should be wearing is a tent. Let's be honest
about it. Oh my god.
What? No, too much. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. Too much.
Too much.
But if you are average to in good shape,
yeah,
yoga pants show off that rear.
Yes.
Yeah, they make you want to hit that.
They did.
And sweatpants never did that for you. Only thing sweatpants showed off was a hard-on, which, again, constant struggle in high school.
Oh, my God.
If only I heard that.
Yeah. Really? Really? I went to a John Cougar Mellencamp, whichever name he was going by at the time, concert, and he was wearing sweatpants and clearly going commando.
All right, a couple things here. First of all, rock stars can wear everything.
Uh-huh.
My favorite guy, Steven Tyler, wears women's blouses. And you know what? He does it. It's cool.
That's okay.
So you can't go by them.
No. It was not that he was wearing sweatpants. It's that he was wearing them commando.
You know, it's probably a codpiece.
No. There was nothing in there except apparently a giant salami tied around his waist. Because every time he moved around, something was flailing out.
That's awesome.
Of these pants. And, I mean, really, it was just like swinging around, flailing out every time
That's
he
the
moved.
Cougar and John Cougar Mellencamp.
Apparently. This boy is a shower, not a grower. I mean, if he's a grower, holy crap. Because it was ginormous.
Good for John.
I had terrible seats, and I took up the binoculars, and I handed them to my very horny girlfriend. And she was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I know.
We should get better tickets next time.
The front row's getting clocked in the head.
I want that.
It was amazing.
But no, but the hard-on is the enemy of the sweatpant.
I can only imagine.
Well, you didn't have to if you went to high school with me. But I mean, imagine, because high school kids are very horny and they can't control anything. And, you know, guys are horny and everything. I mean, come on. Now, I was doing the tidy whiteys at the time, so I'm sure that held it together more.
Well, doesn't that give that a little bit more pressure to at least keep it from being like, you know, a full-on Freedom Tower? Maybe it's just kind of a lump?
Not always. Because now that I think about it, the sweatpants was beneficial once I got a girlfriend. in high school.
Uh-huh.
Because then we could be hanging out in her house or on my friend's front stair.
Yeah.
And I could get a handy with an old-fashioned, if you will.
An old-fashioned. Thank
an
old, you.
An old-fashioned. And, you know, no muss, no fuss until the festivities were over. But, but you
now
know.
Now there's muss.
Yeah. There's fuss. but it's easy access.
Right.
So it does have that. So I guess maybe that's why rappers do it.
I don't know if it's a fashion thing or it's an access thing.
I don't know. But I do. So it. I guess the sweatpants did have its advantage. Now I just wear them if I'm working out.
Oh,
or if
yeah.
I'm going to do something athletic.
Yeah, I actually, even though there's an awful lot of junk in this trunk, ideally, I almost made you spit.
Almost. I can't fit it in the car. Shove it in the back.
You got to stop saying that. I've got as much as I can handle, Captain.
She's going to blow.
Well, that's not always a bad thing.
I've given her all I've got. It's all right. It's Pip. She can take more.
But I found that even with a bootay as large as this one, that the yoga pants are kind of flattering.
Yeah, yoga pants. So I disagree with Lisa.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the yoga pants. There's many of time I've seen a girl in yoga pants, I go, damn. And then I start following her. I'm like, I don't even need to go here. It's like when you're driving and somebody has something good on the television in their minivan. It's that type of distraction.
God, is that distracting.
It's the same type of thing.
It's really bad. It's like I
except one I can explain to my wife and the other not so much.
Not so much. It's like, yeah, you're not as interested in that as the TV show and the
No, the yoga pants definitely trump spandex, because spandex ain't hiding anything either.
No, that can be really evil and scary.
And sweatpants.
I was
and stretchy a- pants.
Stretchy pants, ooh.
Girl, that was
the
thing
like
the 90s. The women were like the shorts, stretchy pants.
The stretchy pants and the long sweater.
Yeah, but I understand.
Flats.
Well, if they wore the long sweater, good.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're asking a lot of stretch out of those pants. Yeah. At some point, they go, can we just get in the wash and dry? I'm tired.
Oh, my God, I've been stretching all day. There's so much to stretch around
here. I mean,
here.
I was just in the field, and somebody picks me, and now look where I am. This is not working out for me.
No, there was... I was at a flea market, and there was a lady who was, I have two stretchy pants stories.
Of course
you do. Yeah, there was a lady that, she was black, and she was wearing yellow stretchy pants that were, and she was a large gal.
So could you actually see the black through the yellow?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
It's hot.
The pants were stretched so tight that I could see the black through the yellow.
Yeah, because
like,
the thread is like going, listen, not for nothing, I don't know how much longer we're going to hold.
Lisa said spandex can only do so much.
Right, yeah, but that's the genius of the yoga pant.
Right, I mean, because they're more substantial.
They lift.
Yeah,
they
lift
the booty.
Separate.
And they kind of like create like a curve where if you're walking out, again, if you get to a certain weight, really there's nothing you can do.
No, it's beyond.
It's not yoga pants, it's Yoda pants, and the only way you're getting laid is if somebody uses the force.
It's kind of like Santa's sack of goodies.
Yeah.
But you can see
but if you're
bulges and boxes in there.
Yeah,
you know?
But if you're medium to good, yoga pants are your friend.
Yeah. I mean, I can even manage to wear yoga pants. I wear like
like it's wrestling with the pants. Get over here, you pants. Get on this ass.
Get on this ass. Well, I've said that so many times this past week. Lisa's like, oh my God, no one should ever wear yellow pants. I agree with you. But
that's not true. The Killer Bees, B. Brian Blair and Jumping Jim Brunzel, former WWF tag team.
Wrestling references right over my head.
You're not the only one who listens to the show.
I know. But I'm here and I have nothing to answer for that. But
I should do more wrestling references. That's what I've learned.
But the scary part about this poor lady was she obviously had like a ton of cellulite in there.
You think?
Oh.
You don't think it was all muscle mass?
No, I don't even think I could see.
Oh.
So it was like she was wearing grits on her legs.
Oh.
It was just really, and I looked at my girlfriend. I said, if I ever look like that in clothing, turn me around and send me back in the house and make me change. Don't let me go out in public looking like
that.
You
gotta dress
your body.
But I mean, then there's something to be said for the people that are so confident they don't care. I mean, there's something to be said for that. I'm not that person.
But
I care.
I do care, and I don't know if it's so much confidence, it's just, like, delusional.
Listen, I don't need to show up on somebody's funny idea of a meme.
Right.
That is my motivation on not looking like a complete turd.
I don't want to be the person of Walmart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, Tom says, I'll stick to my relaxed fit denim pants, thank you. I've got too much unflattering things going on to wear tight clothing.
But Tom's smart. You're
smart.
You can also tell when a guy's feeling zoftic or not zoftic. When he's feeling zoftic, the shirt is untucked.
Absolutely.
When he's feeling good, the shirt's tucked.
Tucked in.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I wore tucked-in shirts.
I don't wear... I don't wear tucked-in too often, but it's also part of a style thing. But I just generally don't do it too often anymore. I used to.
Tuck. It's not the way you dress, like, ever.
Well, I mean, usually you see me in my
basement.
When
you wear a suit...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when I wear a suit, I'm tucked.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's also times where I've seen you have an untucked shirt under a suit jacket, that looks fine.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're...
Right, but if I had the pecs that I had when I was in my 20s, you know, and everything, and I had that physique that I had 20 years ago,
right,
there might be more tucking.
Right, right.
But I have a choice. Give a damn about my health and my appearance, or write this show. So I do this
I'm so
for
glad.
You. I do this for you.
Okay, well, you know what? I could stand a little more pec, but, you know.
I'll work on that. That was always the thing that always, like, came in pretty fast for me. Like, I had, like, good pecs.
Oh, that was good.
And now the thing I've maintained is probably my legs. My legs are in still good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I do a lot of walking. I walk hills and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I go out and do that. So my legs are in good shape. But a lot of it's genetics, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's always spots where, you know, people are more prone to, like, gather muscle mass or weight gain, you know. And you kind of... look at your parents and you go, I got the big ass from you.
Yeah.
I got this from you. You know.
I mean, I was in high school when I lost my weight. I was like down to 116 pounds.
Damn, boy.
And I was doing a lot of sit-ups and crunches and all that good type of stuff. But I don't. And I was cut, but I never had that like washboard thing. You know. And the amount of exercise I was doing and how strong my abs were,
mm-hmm.
because I was doing ab exercise that would like blow people's mind at mm-hmm. the time and everything. You know, high school and college.
Right.
And sometimes you just can't get that cut. Or it could be maybe I need to eat different foods. There's a whole science to it and everything.
When I was in high school...
I got to stop and saying in everything.
And everything?
That seems to be my word fallback. I don't know.
The other one is whatnot.
Do I say whatnot a lot?
Not a lot. But I've noticed that you say that.
I say in everything too much.
I don't remember and everything. But I whatnot, I liked that phrase. So it stuck out in my head.
Oh, but I say and everything. I was like listening to some shows because I had to give them to some people to listen to. And I'm like, I got to stop saying that. I don't know if it annoys anybody else. Probably not because nobody's ever said stop it.
No.
But it annoys me.
I didn't even notice it.
And now we can all play a drinking game. How many times stupid says whatnot? Well, take a shot.
I'm going to counter with and nothing.
And nothing?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
You said and everything.
And nothing.
You say and everything.
Do I?
Yeah, that's what you were just complaining about.
Oh, yeah.
I confused you with whatnot.
Wait, what do I say? Yeah, I say and everything.
And everything.
I was not aware of and whatnot. Things to improve upon.
That's okay.
Not perfect, kids.
Let's see. Tom says, yoga pants should have a 7-day waiting period and background check like guns.
But Tom, here's the problem with that. The problem with that is, you know, maybe you can wear yoga pants in Pennsylvania, but you can't wear yoga pants in New Jersey.
You know what? I was just out in Pennsylvania, and I found that is true. There are things, sartorially, that people get away with Pennsylvania that's not going to fly in New Jersey.
Yeah, so I don't know. Unless we're going to have a federal yoga pant... a law, Tom. I don't know if we can let the states take control of this.
I don't know because I could cross over and wear like really really scary clothes.
Well, you know,
over state lines,
a libertarian would say, "Hey, get your hands out of my yoga pants."
Well, you know what? Maybe you might say, "No, put your hands back in my yoga pants."
No, it depends on the libertarian.
That's true.
And Israel, I don't know why. Just it seems to always be important to people.
Oh yes,
yes, and Israel.
Zion.
Happy Yom Kippur.
That's right. Have you atoned?
No.
Are you planning on atoning?
No, I explained to somebody today, just today.
Yes.
Because she's gonna fast and every... there it was. I almost went into it. She's going to fast. And I go, why? I'm going to be the same dick tomorrow night that I am today. Who are we fooling with this?
Yes.
There's no point. I'm very realistic.
Yes. Well, a lot of people, well, a lot of religions are if you atone or if you confess, then you get to start with a clean slate.
It's a great concept.
But I'm like 5 minutes in, I'm going to do something awful.
But, you know, it's a great concept, but who are we fooling? Is this to make me feel good or the invisible deity feel good? Because if it's to make him feel good and he's relying on me, he's not so powerful. And as far as me, I feel fine.
Yeah, don't base your mood on what I'm going to do today, deity.
No, I'm not going to. And quite frankly, I think I've been way too nice to you fuckers as it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so really.
No more Mr. Nice Guy?
Listen, I don't think we should expect me to be better. I'm going to leave it there.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to leave. I've been as good as I'm going to be.
Oh, well, so you're not even looking for something more than coal at Christmas. You're not looking for anything at Christmas.
I'm not looking for a thing.
No.
I say hello.
You're going to get your Hanukkah coal then?
I don't care. I don't get it. I'm too old to get anything.
You don't exchange gifts at Hanukkah?
No, we do. Sometimes the wife and I do.
Yeah,
well, it's funny. We'll go from like 8 gifts for each other for 8 days, which could get, you know, you really run out of clock when you've been together as long as we have.
Well.
And sometimes it's like, you know, it goes back to the Millennium Falcon and the X-Wing Fighter that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I know. But I noticed that she was like crowdsourcing whether or not you should be allowed to play with one of your gifts beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for being a good friend.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I stepped up and I said, let him have one of the damn toys.
No, I appreciate that, Pip.
Thank you.
You're a good friend.
And
so
did it do any damn good at all?
I will fast for 15 minutes to atone for all the terrible things I may have said about you and to you for the past year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See, I care.
15 minutes? How about 20?
That's a little much.
I know. All right. 17?
I get really hungry. You are listening to Davin's Den. The number to call in 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Later on, we're going to tell you about the most disgusting words, and I'm going to tell you folks how I recently got scammed. So we brought up the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
The wife did give it to me.
Oh, okay.
She bought the X-Wing and the Millennium Falcon.
Which was the one that was like the easier one and which was
the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
Every reason she was going to give me the X-Wing, I'm like, well, you should give me the Millennium Falcon because it's easier.
Right.
And I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Yes.
So she gave me the Millennium Falcon. Play with the Millennium Falcon. Still don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Well, then it was harder than you thought.
Yeah, because I've never played with these remote control drones before.
Yeah.
It's all new to me. So I'm playing with it, and the daughter likes it. Having a really good time.
Great.
Playing with it. The problem was, you have to charge it for like an hour and a half, and like the charge only lasts for like 15 minutes.
Oh man!
So that kind of stinks.
That does stink.
And now it's broken.
Oh no!
So we have to return it. It just died. The daughter was controlling it.
Yeah.
And then it just went to the ground.
Yeah.
So I thought, all right, the charge is off.
Yeah.
It won't hold the charge anymore. Like, the remote control doesn't make the noises anymore.
Oh, wow.
So now I have to see, do I want to get a new Millennium Falcon, exchange it,
yeah,
or not, because it's got so many bad reviews with battery life.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to figure that out. I think I'm going to try one more Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
The X-Wing Fighter has terrible reviews.
Oh, no.
But for me, it's like, wow, this is Star Wars. Yay!
Yeah.
I think the daughter just likes flying things.
Yeah.
She talked about being able to, like, take pictures with it from one. I said, well, they make some where you could put like a camera on it.
Right.
But I think we should, but those are more expensive.
Yeah.
I think we should get good with these cheap ones first.
Right. I agree.
And then we can do that. But if it turns out to be something that we enjoy doing together,
because
I've never done it before. We used to go to Anthony's house and he had all the toys.
Yeah.
And I never once wanted to play with it.
No, I didn't.
But I
was just afraid to break it.
Right. Well, you don't want to touch anything in Anthony's house because you're either going to get shot or you're going to break something expensive.
And maybe both.
Exactly. So sometimes the toys can shoot you.
Yeah. Remember that time we walked in and there was it was practically like a grenade launcher on the dining room table.
It was a centerpiece.
It was like, what the hell is that?
He had been entertaining, I guess.
I know. I looked at you like, is that for real? You know, like who has artillery in their dining room?
Some people do, apparently.
That was amazing.
So it's disappointing that the Millennium Falcon is broken and we got to exchange it. I'm going to try one more time because it was fun to play with.
I bet.
And we went to the field in our complex to play because I thought it's supposed to fly indoors. I don't understand. The seasons
aren't
hot.
How would you do that?
I guess if you get good with it, you can really control it and terrorize the cats, which intrigues me.
Yeah. Poor Flea. She's not fritzy enough.
But so we went to the park. But the problem was once you get going, it's like, oh wow, it might go over the fence, over the ditch, because like beyond the fence is like a big gullet to like a huge to like a stream.
Right.
So we got. So now I'm thinking we got to go to the ball field where she plays ball. But it's a long way. It's a 15-minute drive for 15 minutes of fun.
Right. Well, you know, I kind of remember when I was into like walking on a track. I thought, how stupid is this that I have to drive to the track so that I can walk, and then I drive home, and it takes equal amounts of time.
Well, I mean, this is how lazy I am. I've had a gym membership for a couple of years. I probably haven't gone in about a year and a half, but I pay $20 a month.
Me too.
But I'll walk around the complex where there's hills. But I should. But I just don't feel like doing the drive, which is stupid.
Right.
But I just don't have the time. But I should make the time.
I have a gym membership, and it's ridiculously close to my house. I have no excuse not to go there. It's just I make mountains out of molehills. Like, what am I going to do with my purse? I don't want to leave it in the car because it'll get stolen. But I don't.
Trust me, nobody's breaking into that car.
No. It's actually, you know.
Hide the purse under the 20-pound bag of cat food.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea.
Yeah, of course it is.
Hey.
Yeah, sure.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, we make excuses in our head why not to go to the gym.
Yeah.
But I have to go to the gym. Actually, I don't have to go to the gym. I feel I tried to cancel like a year ago, and they made it really tough, and I was just like, oh, F it.
Yeah, I know.
And meanwhile, I'm paying a $20 a month tax.
Not for what?
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I gotta make a decision on that. So, Hebrew school season is upon us.
Oh, boy.
You remember the
story? Oh, yeah.
Of the racist rabbi.
Racist rabbi,
and
yes.
And we had it out, and we spoke. You know, the rabbi and Elisa and myself, we spoke. The wife and I did not know what we were going to do. We kind of put it off all.
Summer.
Yeah. Maybe she'll forget about it. She's got so much other stuff to do. Maybe she'll forget about it. That's what we were hoping for.
Okay, to see if she wasn't interested in going back, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
And so we were kind of hoping for that. And the wife's big trepidation is she doesn't want this rabbi to be her rabbi for my daughter's bat mitzvah.
Right.
You know, which is just an excuse for me to spend a lot of money and my daughter get a little bit less money back. I mean, that's really what it is now. Really, all you fuckers should send me a check now. We'll call it even and I'll send you a nosh. That's what we should do right now. But it's not going to happen. I have to throw a party and whatever. You have to make an excuse of why you're not going to come, but still send a check. That's proper protocol.
Wait a minute. What's this? I got a Tupperware with leftovers in it. What the hell?
So my daughter's bat mitzvah, damn it. And you send back half a kitten. Wait a second. Oh, she does.
Half a kitten?
Well, you didn't attend. If you attended, it would have been a full kitten. So then we were kind of hoping, well, maybe we can push it off till January.
Right.
Because she's so busy with stuff now, my daughter, with the activities with the karate, getting the black belt, the softball, she's learning how to play violin, school just started.
Wow.
Yeah, she's got a full schedule.
Sure.
So then we had a play date, because you don't just play anymore, you have a play date.
Yeah.
We had a play date with her friend from Hebrew school at the end of summer, and she wanted to go back.
Oh, damn it.
And the rabbi's wife had been emailing the wife, oh, you guys coming back? And I don't think my wife actually answered. And then they sent
us. Is she just acting like that didn't happen?
I think they're acting like we want your money.
Yeah.
And then they sent us tickets to attend services. Right. And tickets for the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are very expensive.
Wow, so they're really courting you.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, Easter and Christmas. It's like when everybody who never pays attention to God goes, oh, yeah, I guess now I will.
We call it E&C Christians.
Yeah, exactly. The Jews got the same thing.
Yeah.
Like Jews who had, like, a ham and cheese sandwich this afternoon for lunch are now fasting. It's just the reality of it. And I can't get my head around being that hypocritical.
Well, Lisa just said in the chat, Davin's time to atone, and I'm like, why? I'll just mess up 5 minutes after atoning. What's the point?
I don't call it messing up. I call it being me.
Yeah, same.
Exactly. So we got these they've never sent us tickets before.
Isn't that? Well, they're courting you.
They're court. I like to be courted.
Well, of course.
But the thing is, I don't want to go. So they are still on the fridge.
Not even first base.
No.
Not close.
No, no. I don't care if you look at him in yoga pants, Rabbi. Not happening.
He's got a lot of junk in the trunk, does he?
I love it. So we don't go. And then the wife, because the daughter starts asking about Hebrew school that she wants to go. And the kid believes in God.
Yes.
And I don't tell her why. I go, oh, okay.
No, it's good not to squelch
that. But it was funny.
That.
It's like, well, do you believe in angels? Yes. And I asked her if she believed in, like, zombies, and she said no. So, but do you believe in fairies? Yes.
Wait a minute. She doesn't believe in zombies? What have you been telling this kid?
I just want to know where the imagination
is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun because it's all the same to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. Whatever you like. Who am I to squelch or whatever.
Right.
So.
She'll get disillusioned and grow out of
it. She might not. We can only hope she does. But anyway, so my wife emails the rabbi's wife, go, yeah, you know, my daughter will be there for the first class. And we're only paying month to month now. We used to pay for the whole year out.
Yep.
We're only going a month at a time now.
Smart.
So the rabbi's wife sends my email saying, more or less, and this word was in there, kudos to you and Davin for putting your daughter's needs before yours. Something.
Oh, man! No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
You bitch!
That's a rabbi's wife. You can't say that on Yom Kippur.
You bitch!
On Yom Kippur. Atone, woman, atone!
No, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
What? I don't.
I won't. I shan't.
I shan't. No. Bitch. That's a special Yom Kippur bitching out, too. Me, rabbi's wife. Unbelievable. That is so smug.
That's how we took it.
Oh, totally. Totally. That was a slap.
But you can never.
That wasn't even backhanded.
But you never know from
full
text.
Full palm.
You never know from text.
No
benefit of the doubt?
There's no mistake in tone there.
Okay. Kudos was definitely in there. I know kudos was the word.
Kudos to putting her needs over yours.
Yeah.
You bastards. You were trying to take away this enriching, wonderful thing from your daughter. You were all being selfish, not doing. No. No, because the backstory is your racist husband, who is a liar.
But she's a liar, too.
Oh, yeah. No, they're both liars. That they were the ones who are trying to, you know, behave one way, and then, you know, they don't walk their talk, and they're supposed to be a moral guidance for your child.
Well, that's why I told her. I go, no, you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, no.
My wife, when she saw that,
oh, I bet she lost it.
She's like, I almost pulled her out right there.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I got no problem with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you. Lisa says his wife sounds like a bitch.
Whose
all
wife?
Caps.
Mine?
No, rabbi.
Oh, okay.
No, not yours. No, stick to your principles, Davin. That rabbi is heinous. Thank you.
Heinous.
Thank you. Heinous. I like that. You know, sounds like heinous. No, but it's a good word because.
Well, but Joe was excoriating me because, you know, I didn't want anything to do with it. Like, well, you're a daughter, bop, 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 bop. Like, well, you go to graduation, stupid.
No, I know that he was upset because that was sort of different because if you've already given in to the idea that you're going to let her go ahead and finish out the year and she's going to graduate, if it was a big deal to her, it's like you can't skip those big deal moments for kids.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where he was coming from.
So we
but also, it's coming from a background of him having, you know, parents miss all his big, you know,
that's true.
Stepping stones. So it's like it's personal, too. I understand that.
Well, you know? I mean, listen, that bridge has already been crossed.
Yeah.
So I don't think the wife is going to be attending anything either. You're listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in, 845-986-8804.
Lisa says, no, Davin, your wife is an angel. She's married to you.
Shut up, you. It's true, though. It's true. I can't argue with it. It can be pleasant-ish.
Yes. Yes, there are moments.
Small doses.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, I'm too busy to do it now. I'll ask forgiveness on my deathbed. Good boy. That's when everybody else gets religion.
Sure, or jail.
Yeah.
There's that option. So, the wife was very angry.
Oh, I can't say that I blame her.
You know, I tried to give the benefit of the doubt, but it struck me as crappy, too.
Oh, that's crappy. That's such a smug, we won, we got her back, even though we know that you hate us, huh? Ha, ha, ha. That was smug.
I want nothing to do. I'm like so, I think you can tell if you follow me on Facebook, I'm pretty much done with your deities.
Yeah.
You know, whoever I'm pretty much done with people being jackasses in the name of their deity.
Yes.
Or using it as an excuse.
Yeah. I am too.
But I am in the uncomfortable position of believing, of for now, having a young girl who believes in this deity. And a lot of her family strongly believes in the deity.
Yeah.
Now, my daughter also believes in the tooth fairy. She lost a tooth last night, so there you go. To me, it's like, yeah, it could be the same. You know, but
I have, I have friends who are very religious, and I don't want to, like, you know, crap on their parade because I don't believe those things.
It's just hard when you're raising a child.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's so much like, can't we do something else?
Can we?
But her family's very religious. You know, my sister-in-law is very religious.
Your parents?
My parents are very religious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more like my father-in-law. I mean, he just loves poking my brother-in-law, you know, with the atheism while my brother-in-law is trying to conduct a nice Seder. it's like really, Lee, you got to behave. he's trying to do, we're in his house. He's doing his thing. You got to let it go. Not now.
Yeah. You really can't start with the atheism stuff in the middle of a religious ceremony.
But you know, he's the elder member, so you can only be so firm.
Oh man. No, I do think that there's something wrong with that. I mean, I wouldn't be at somebody's religious service of any sort and poke fun of them at that. It's
right.
A solemn moment for them. And, you know, I don't believe in that, but I do believe in paying respect to people.
Sure.
You know?
But unfortunately now, I am facilitating the furtherance of this.
I know.
Which is very hard.
What else
hard.
Are you supposed to do?
Well, I mean, we could just say no.
Yeah, I know, but
the thing is, there's not a ton of Jewish kids in her school. She wants Jewish friends, and she's made friends.
Yeah,
and then you know, the Hebrew school treats my daughter well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well, you know what? You have to just like back out any time that there has to be parental involvement. You know, as much as if it's not to her detriment. You know, if they're going to have, like, a bake sale, it's like, yeah, I'm not making you any friggin' cookies, okay?
I think they know we are pretty much done.
Oh, yeah.
And that kudos thing pretty much kicked my wife further out the door.
Yeah, yeah, that pretty much sealed it. So
shady. That was pretty shady?
Very. Okay. I'm angry, and it's not even my kid.
My wife is pissed.
Oh.
And, you know, she's much nicer than I am.
You know what? She's more easygoing, but I can see her just, like, flames coming out of her eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could just imagine her giving the Carly Fiorini to Donald Trump look.
That's some powerful
stuff. If you guys saw the debate, it's like, whoa, she shot daggers at him. I tweeted out, I go, ISIS would have more more patience for Donald Trump right now than Carly Fiorini. I mean, she just gave the look that every man has seen when they've pissed off their woman of just daggers. You are going to die, where you need to back out of the room slowly.
Very much.
You know what, honey? I am just going to go into the bathroom and put the toilet paper on the roll the proper way now.
And I'm going to make sure that the seat is down.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, let me back out, and you can watch whatever you want on television. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the look that Carly gave the Trumpster.
You know what?
It was pretty awesome.
I happened to be in a bar while that was on.
Well, you should definitely drink while watching these debates.
I needed to. And we were having a little bit of a discussion about it, and I said, you know, he makes it all about, with women, you know, he makes it all about, you know, whether he wants to do them or not. That's how he treats them. If he doesn't consider you doable,
but
he acts
now,
reprehensible.
In that defense,
mm-hmm.
Every man does do that mental calculus.
Oh, I'm,
we
I
just
know.
Don't voice it.
Right. No, I know. But it's like, you don't be completely disrespectful and fresh to women just because you don't want to do them. I mean, there are guys that are.
No, there might be other things I need from them.
Right. Those are the things they could do.
Exactly. I am not so narrow-minded to think that if I can't stick something in them that they're completely useless. I am evolved.
They might have to ring up your groceries. They have to finish, even though you've done them.
Unless they're Asian or Jewish, they're probably not very good at math, so I don't want them doing that now.
No. Oh, my God.
They won't.
No,
they
no,
shan't.
They have to finish ringing up your groceries and leave the store, even though you've done the mental math and you've decided that they're not doable to you.
Well, really, to me, is the only factor that matters in this.
Well,
I don't care if the guy three aisles over would do this woman. It's about whether I would do this woman.
Well, that, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that it seems to me that, I mean, I know the guys do that mental math, but it's like, but you can't conduct yourself in business, or God forbid,
well, when you're a billionaire,
politics.
But when you're a billionaire, you kind of can.
You kind of can, but it's like, God forbid he should go and there's some like leader of a foreign country that he's on some diplomatic mission to talk to, and she's just not effable.
The guy just hasn't evolved. He's like a 20-year-old frat guy.
Yeah.
He just hasn't evolved.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Which is hilarious to watch. You know, he's doing these debates, he's high-fiving with the other candidates. It makes great theater. I love watching it.
I made the mistake of watching this in a bar with other people in my industry because I was at a conference. And I turned to a guy that I've known for years, and I voiced that thing about, well, he's basing it all on whether he thinks they're affable or not.
By the way, she's not a bad-looking woman.
No, she's not.
No, she's
but
fine.
Not compared to his wife now.
Well, no, he's really got the hots for his daughter, Ivanka.
Oh, ew, I know. Disgust me. But I turned to this guy that I've known for a long time, and this is a couple wines in me already, and I said, nobody cares about his boner. And this guy looked at me like, oh, my God. And there was a very uncomfortable silence amongst the three people that were standing around me.
I think America does care.
Yeah, maybe they do, and I've got it all wrong.
Trump 2016, making boners great again. I know boners. I have my own boner. I built it. It's big. It's terrific. You're going to love it.
I build boners all over the city of Manhattan, as tall and erect as I can make them.
It is just fascinating to watch, and he can pretty much say whatever he wants,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
He's Teflon Don. It's hilarious to watch.
It
he is.
Is. It is.
But then they're all kind of Teflon. Carly Fiorina's. Well, no, I saw a video where they were keep the baby, keep it alive to harvest its brain, and everybody fact-checked. Even Fox News said it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
and she doubles down. We are living in a parallel universe.
Where
you could say whatever you want.
It's crazy. Keep it alive to harvest its brain. This is not a B movie.
That's what and Hillary Clinton can go, well, you know what? I really didn't want to use two devices. That's why I used one phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can't handle two phones?
Have a bigger pocket in your pantsuit. But this is all legitimate, depending on what side of the aisle and whose BS you're going to believe.
No, they're all so slimy.
They are so slimy.
It's just how many buckets of slime did they dip themselves in today?
But the most surreal, I didn't think we were going to talk about this, the most surreal moment about the debate, I love this. Jeb Bush is going, well, the one thing you can't deny about my brother is he kept Americans safe. And he got an applause break from the whole place.
No!
It's like, well, sure, if you start on September 12th, 2001, and you don't count the Iraq War, well, then, yeah! But nobody did a double take. Went, what? They all applauded, and you just watch it go, is this real? Is like nobody going to say anything?
No, it's like, please, somebody just fact check for a second.
And then when my brother was on the rubble, yes, there was people under that rubble. Yes, that counts.
Yeah, that counts. Those people, you know, they write monuments with their names on them.
It's like to make it real simple, like you're watching baseball. Like, say tonight, I'll turn on the game a little bit later on, and say our starting pitcher, Luis Severino, playing against the Toronto Blue Jays. Very important game. I know, Lisa, you're very moist about this.
He said it.
And say he gets shelled in the first inning and gives up five runs.
Right.
But he pitches shutout ball the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And the Yankees lose 5-3.
Right.
You can't say, well, it was a great start except for the first inning. No, it counts.
It counts.
Those runs they scored in the first count.
Yeah.
Those Americans that died on 9/11, they count.
They do. The ones who are on foreign soil. Yeah. Because we started the war there. Yeah, they can't.
It's just great theater watching this.
I don't understand how people forget things so quickly.
They don't forget. They're playing to their base. And their base is only going to focus on certain things and spin things. Whatever that base is going to spin it the way they want to spin it.
Right. Well, Lisa is correcting you. She's moist for hockey. She said waiting for hockey, but we're using the word moist tonight.
Lisa, why don't you do something productive and get me a baseball score? Huh? Why don't you do that?
What are you talking about?
Well,
you need a baseball score?
Yeah, well, I don't want to offend her and say I'm going to do her, so I'm doing the mental calculus of how Lisa can be useful to me.
Oh, man.
I don't know Lisa in that way of where I've never seen Lisa. So,
right.
So I don't know if I can say I would do her. But I do know I can say she should get me a baseball score. So
and a beer and a sandwich.
Well, it'd be a little far. But, but if she wants to, sure.
Yeah. Hey, you FedEx that sandwich
sure.
in here.
Trump 2016.
Jesus. Oh, God. Yes. I think I now that we're talking about this, Joe's probably got his foot on the pedal. He's driving as fast as possible to get in.
I mean, at some point, I'm sure he has to understand the absurdity of it all.
He seems like a cartoon character to me.
Joe or Trump?
No, I was talking about Donald Trump. He just seems like a cartoon character.
It's fascinating. It's like he's in color and everybody else is in black and white.
Yeah, it's like car wreck. You really can't take your eyes away.
No, it's great theater. And I have no hope that the Democratic debate will be anywhere as interesting as this.
No, I don't think so either.
Bernie Sanders is going to be the old guy who we're all going to give a Jewish voice to because he seems like he should be, even though he's not.
Yeah, I know. It just seems
and Hillary is the candidate who's shady as hell and can't get out of her own way.
Oh, my God. Could you make any more mistakes?
At least when Joe Biden, if he runs, at least you know he's going to say some crazy shit.
Yeah, I know. That'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, the craziest strongman him.
This would all be hilarious if it wasn't the future of our nation.
Right, I know. I mean, if these were like contestants on The Apprentice or something, this would be the greatest show. Unfortunately, no, they're going to be the leaders of the free world.
But the thing is, Trump even went on one of the interview shows. And he said, "Well, you know, I said, you know, I'm an entertainer." He said,
"Yeah."
I'm like, if I was one of his constituents, like if I was going to vote Republican, that would infuriate me more than anything.
Yes,
you're making a mockery of the values that I hold to be very important.
Right,
I'm listening to you. You're taking time. You're taking my time and other candidates' time who are serious. Say what you want about their motives, but assuming they're pure, mm-hmm. want to make the country better,
mm-hmm.
and you're just saying I'm an entertainer, and nobody gets pissed off but me.
No, I get annoyed too, because the thing is that if you're taking away this now, if he's not seriously running, I mean, God help me, but
I don't.
If
think
he's not seriously running, then the thing is, he's taking a lot of time and attention away from people who are trying to run.
I don't.
It's like let's hear from them.
I don't think he thought it was going to go this well for this long.
Probably not.
His mind's got to be blown. He's pretty much going, I can do whatever I want. I am the Trumpster. I own this business.
Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are
Joe.
You?
Good. Just really very, very quick. I am pissed beyond belief.
Well, it wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
No, that rabbi's wife.
Oh! I saw the Carly Fiorina look. I'm like, what did I do?
How dare she?
Yes.
You turn the other cheek, and she stuck. I'm done.
Tell
I'm
my
done.
Wife.
I will. I break. I love it. Okay. I'm sorry.
When he came in, they're like, I didn't think we said anything that bad about the debate.
I know,
right?
My wife
absolutely
is
furious. I'm sorry. All right.
No, it's fine. But yeah, I was actually a little scared. I'm like, I don't think I said anything to piss him off that
not
much.
Bad.
Furious. How dare she? I'm sorry. All right.
My wife took it the same way you are.
No, absolutely.
Is my wife upstairs?
I didn't. No, I think she stepped out.
Well, she hasn't come home yet.
Oh, she hasn't come home
yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't get the schedule.
She's not a lady
of
the night, you ass.
She's still driving in her own.
I don't know if she had to run errands or whatever, because sometimes she's home and she steps out. I don't know. Yeah,
no,
but,
okay,
but,
I was going to bring her down.
Oh, yeah. No, she'll get. Yeah, I'll give her my opinion because I'm furious.
Because she wants it.
In this case, maybe she does, because maybe you don't feel. Maybe you don't feel that. Well, maybe we're taking it the wrong way. No.
That's
you're
how
taking the right way. Yes.
That was kind of the approach I tried to be. I tried to be diplomatic. Well, it's in text. You know, maybe she means it in a good way. But kudos
no.
is a bad word.
The way, and you explained the way you explained it on the radio. I heard the way you explained it. Pip came in, and I said no. And then I heard her. And then I heard her.
You should have called in.
I'm trying to drive. You know, I'm
yeah, it doesn't
to get
stop
here.
You from taking pictures of movies.
Fucking gig. But
did I do okay by you?
Yes, you did. I thought, no. And then I heard you go, no, that's not to be taken. Mistake.
So, but what's the move? What's the move? To pull her out? The kid still wants to go. There is no move.
No, there isn't. But fuming.
Yeah, but it's like I was before. It's unrequited. You can't do anything about
it.
I
still no. You know what? You keep the child in the school, but I still think you should. You know, you should address with the rabbi.
I'm gonna address kudos. I mean,
for what was the exact term again? For
putting your daughter's needs before yours.
That, and I would say
something to that effect.
I did not put my daughter's needs. You know what your husband did was unethical.
She was a part of it too.
And
yeah.
What you folks did was unethical. She's only in there because she likes you folks. I feel very uncomfortable for you folks to be teaching religion when you're very hypocritical and very unethical.
But that's already been established. I'm not covering new ground by doing that. Yeah. I've had that conversation.
But you want to know something?
This is what, to make myself feel better?
Yes. Yes. You
I
know
got
what?
The show.
Yeah, I know. But just or your wife to feel better. Because if the child is happy in a school and it's too late, at least you had your day in court. If you get
I had it.
But not in this instance.
There's going to be more instances unless the daughter.
But they have to realize that they can't be passive aggressive, and you're just going to sit there and smile because your daughter likes to go study.
Well, yes,
with them.
Yes, they can because my kid's there, so they can. You know, once it was decided that she's going back, we played our card. That was it.
Yeah.
You know that we didn't want to send her back. The daughter wants to go because she wants to go because she doesn't have a lot of Jewish friends in school. We went this route.
It just makes me very upset because the way they said, because you're putting
imagine paying for the privilege.
Yeah, your child's needs before yours. My needs were being wronged by you people and lied to.
Yeah.
That's my needs by people of religion.
Yeah.
That's my needs. Those are my needs.
It's incredible.
Really?
It's incredible.
I mean, look, if it was the softball, thing.
No, we could talk about that too.
I understand, but in the softball, all right. Look, it's the thing. It's the way it is. They're not teaching religion. They're teaching sports. But the people that are teaching religion and to be passive aggressive wrong.
Well, when you say that,
Tom says Joe's pissed. So what's new?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I really thought like doing like mental math. I'm like, I don't think I said anything that bad about Trump.
I know. I was like, uh-oh.
Look, there was some time, and we've had a discussion where sometimes, and I'm not damning you, but I'm going to explain. Sometimes you'll write something that doesn't come off the way you meant to say it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had discussions about this, and I know that now when we write it.
Now I write, please.
But no, and sometimes you still do, but I understand, and I know that you don't mean to say, you're not saying it the way you wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the way they wrote that, there is no misunderstanding at all.
No.
What they meant and what their goal was on that.
No, it was incredibly rude because it was like, haha, we won the Cold War and neener, neener. It was really rude.
Yeah, in the name of our needs that you lied to us and wronged us and your people of the cloth, and those are my needs?
Yeah.
Are they really? And you're going to teach my child. Get on the phone. Get them on the phone right now.
But it's Yom Kippur. I don't think now's the time.
I don't know. Yeah, it's true.
Maybe they're atoning. I don't know.
They should be.
They shouldn't.
They should be atoning for this, but they're probably not.
But I would, you know, it's like.
She was pissed.
Look, you know, my mom, I mean, like I said, you've heard all the stories about me in the church and my mom and, you know, me going to catechism and all that. My mom never had a problem with firing off a letter to Father Keyes if she thought that something was going on, you know.
But there's nothing to do. There's no other options.
Yeah.
Hebrew school, and we don't want to pay for $3,000 a year.
Mm.
Even though my parents are like, well, we'll give you the money. No, I don't want your money. I don't want to support this type of crap.
Can you look for Jewish friends for her on Craigslist or something?
That seems reasonable. You are listening to Davin's Den. We will be back in a few seconds. We will be talking about, I forgot to load up the stuff. But coming up, what do we got coming up, Pip?
Well, we're going to be playing a game. We're going to be playing a game about disgusting words. And then we're going to discuss them. And then we're going to try to use them.
All right, yeah, I don't know what this game is either. So you're just going to have to sit tight for that. It's coming up. And then later on, I'm going to tell all you folks how I got scammed. Just happened. I just got scammed recently.
Oh.
I know. No. You think I'm unscammable. Yeah, man. Still freaking happens.
It's okay, Ann. We'll go over it.
Exactly. So you are listening to Davin's Den. Don't go anywhere.
HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com. And TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.